Manu Patra alerts dated the 16th of January 2020. Calcutta High Court has ruled that if a transfer petition under Section 24 of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908 is sought by a wife during matrimonial proceedings, the court while deciding the petition should take into consideration the inconvenience caused to her. Madras High Court has held that the bitumen emulsion is to be classified as bitumen and is liable to be taxed at the rate of 5% as prescribed therein for bitumen under the Tamil Nadu Value Added Tax Act, 2006. Calcutta High Court has recommended administrative action against a district judge for material irregularity and impropriety in a judicial order. The court noted that the appellant prayed for condonation of delay on several grounds, including medical grounds, whereas the lower appellate court failed to consider the medical certificates issued by qualified doctors exhibited by the appellant and wrongly rejected the application under Section 5 of the Limitation Act, 1963. Supreme Court has reiterated that long and continuous possession by itself cannot be termed as adverse possession to perfect title within the meaning of Article 65 of the Limitation Act, 1963. Supreme Court has set aside a Madras High Court order that directed the state to constitute a committee to recommend reforms in the criminal justice system. The court has observed that the jurisdiction of the court under Section 439 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 is limited to grant or not to grant bail pending trial, and it has no inherent jurisdiction to pass any order under the guise of improving the criminal justice system in the state. Delhi High Court has remarked at the strategy adopted by the death row convicts in the Nirbhaya case. The court pointed out that the litigants had 2.5 years to file curative petitions and mercy pleas when the Supreme Court dismissed the criminal appeals in 2017, and the litigants were simply exploiting the system by delaying the execution orders. Bombay High Court has ruled that nothing in the Right to Information Act, 2005 empowers the State or Central Information Commission to constitute any committee or conduct any inquiry on its behalf. The court further has stayed the implementation of an order passed by an information commissioner directing the Department of Economic Affairs to conduct an inquiry. Delhi High Court has held that the requirement to conduct search and seizure before a gazetted officer magistrate under Section 50 of Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 is mandatory only when the accused requires such procedure to be carried out. Delhi Court has granted bail to Bhim Army Chief Chandrasekhar Azad after upholding his constitutional right to protest. The court has barred his entry into the capital for 4 weeks or holding any dais while the elections are on. Jharkhand High Court has held that input tax credit cannot be denied for the petitioner who had discharged all the tax liabilities and where it was not petitioner's fault that the selling dealer had made defaults in depositing tax in treasury. Competition Commission of India has ordered a probe against Asian Paints for allegedly using its domination of the market to hinder the entry of JSW Paints. Securities Appellate Tribunal has granted interim relief to Axis Bank in the appeal seeking status quo on the order passed by the Securities and Exchange Board of India in the Kavi case, which stated that the pledging of shares by Kavi stock broking in cases where clients were fully paid was legally invalid. Customs, Excise, and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal Hyderabad has held that where a contract cannot be vivisection between service component and material component, the contract in question is a composite works contract. Customs, Excise, and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal Hyderabad has held that where the conditions for availing a refund of service tax on goods transport agency services were not met, the benefit on the said service cannot be obtained.